Guys, do bring it in. Let me tell you about the best Christmas present I ever got, right? So for me, it was when Mum and Dad told me I was going to have a little sister. I know, good points there, didn't I? I was genuinely so excited. I kept thinking about what she might be like. Like, you know, maybe she likes football. She probably likes football. She definitely likes football. And then she came. A few days before born, here she is, the Christmas present. Here's Miriam. Say hello to Miriam. Hello, Miriam, everyone. The best Christmas present. Here she is in the flesh. Now, she wasn't this big back then. I've actually got a photo. There we are. But listen, you can see why my Spanish family called me the meatball back then as well, by the way. But guess what? She really does like football.
No.
What?
Hang on. No.
You love football, right?
No, I hate football. I love horses.
But I imagine you did. I got you like a Norwich City kit for Christmas. Oh no, can it fit a horse? Oh no, okay, this is a problem. I'll have a think. Okay, thank you. Miriam, great to see you. Everyone give a round of applause. What a Miriam. Well. See, the point is, until Miriam became flesh, so to speak, it was only then that I actually knew who she was and what she is like, and that she loves horses. Now, I wonder, do you ever look out the stars and wonder whether there's more to life? Do you ever look out and wonder, is there a God looking down on me? Maybe you actually go through a really hard time. That's when you wonder, is there a God? Does he care about me? Does he care about the world? This Christmas, I want to say you can stop wondering. You can know him because he wants to know you. See, we have the best Christmas present. That's what this is all about. The original Christmas present, the Word, Jesus, who came down to be with us and show us who God is and what he is like. We're going to focus on this verse. We've got it up from our reading. So if you've still got your Bibles open, so that's verse 14 of John chapter 1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So it's all about the Word, our reading, wasn't it? This, the loving, life-giving creator and ruler of the universe. The source of all light and life and love. And see, the Bible says that apart from him, there is nothing but darkness, death, and disconnection. And we see that, don't we, in our world? We see that in our homes. We see that in our city. We see that in our world. I wonder, boys and girls, has someone ever been mean to you at school? Has someone ever lied to you and kept you in the dark about something? Have you ever done that? See, we see the world, don't we? And we see the darkness and the death and the disconnection. And it makes us sad, doesn't it? It makes us sad. It might even make us angry. What if the Word, who is light and life and love, was so full of light that he wanted to come down to get rid of all the darkness? Was so full of life that he wanted to come and destroy death forever. Was so full of love that he would come down to unlovable people like you and me. What if the Word was so full of love that God didn't just stay away from us, but came near to us, into our brokenness? What if he became one of us, a baby in a manger called Jesus? What if the Word became flesh? God in human body. That means he knew what it was like. If you think about this, the God of the universe knew what it was like to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be tired like us. He knew what a Monday morning was like. What if the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us? Boys and girls, made his dwelling. It's basically like he lived among us. He talked and walked with us. He ate and drank with us. The Word himself did. Isn't that amazing? The highest becoming the very lowest. So you got to ask, like, why did Jesus come to be with us? Like, why? Why did God become a man? Well, what does the verse go on to say? Have you got it? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen, do you see that? His glory. And glory is like when you look at pigs in blankets, absolutely like smothered in gravy, and you're like, that is amazing. That is glory. But whose glory? Not pigs in blankets this time. Whose glory? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, right? The glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. The glory of Jesus. See, here's the amazing thing we can celebrate at Christmas. Here's the greatest present you and I have ever been offered. It's to know God and his glory. Do you want to know what God is like? Look at the Son. Look at him. Do you see him? A baby in a manger. There he is. The teaching, healing, miracle man. The perfect man killed on a cross in the place of sinful people like you and I. A real man, really risen from death to life. A man who is also God. Do you want to know what God is like? Look at the baby in the manger. There he is. See, I could never really know what Miriam was like until she was born, made flesh. God wants us to know him. And so he became flesh. And so he came to show us who he is and what he is like. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. Do you want to know God? Before that thought ever entered your mind, God had already come down because he wants to know you. See, follow and trust in Jesus and he will lead you through this world of darkness and death and disconnection to a personal relationship with the Father who is full of what? Full of grace and truth, full of light and life and love. Maybe you think that if only God came down, like why couldn't he just come down right here, walk in front of me and say, hello, I'm Jesus, good to meet you, Merry Christmas. Maybe if only he did that, then you would believe. He has. He already has in that baby in a manger. The Word became flesh as a baby and made his dwelling in a manger among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. So as we finish, what does it mean to see his glory this Christmas? It means to go, wow, God is amazing. I want to praise him. I want to know him personally. I want to follow him. I want to live like him. I want to sing carols about him. I want to tell my friends about him. God is glorious. Now we've run out of time, but I hope you can see there's just so much joy in this hope. It's hard to stop talking about it. Christmas is just too glorious a story, and Jesus, the main character, is the best present the world has ever and will ever receive. If you feel comfortable, why don't we say that verse all together with good Christmas cheer? We're going to bring it up. So do say it with me. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Merry Christmas indeed. Let me pray.